David Maines and I have become entranced with this adorable child actress who is in a series of commercials for AWS, Amazon Web Service. But we fell in love with the actress, and we'll tell you all about that in just a moment.
Welcome to the Before We Go podcast, featuring Dr. David Maines and his wife, noted author Karen Maines. Here's David and Karen Maines.
So we're wondering how many of our listeners have also become entranced with this little girl. She asks questions like this. I have a little shot of her walking down the street with her mom and a guitarist, a street musician, is playing. And so she says, how did he learn to play like that?
I can see it in my mind.
Another commercial, another variation. How do you always find the best stuff to watch? I think she's got a tiny, tiny list. And she's lying on her mother's back. They're both prone on the carpet watching television. So the questions proceed from commercial to commercial. How do they make shoes like that? How do you know that? How do they know this stuff? How does it know where you're going?
Yeah, she's just filled with wonder, isn't she?
Coming out of a bakery with a donut in her hand, she says, how did they know I like sprinkles?
I'm sure if people have seen those ads, they're identifying right away. We use those words a lot in our lives,
well,
don't we?
Well, we've started to say about one another, how do you do that? And then a little self-gratification or boosting, how do I know how to do that?
It's kind of a great introduction, Karen, because I'm sure that there was that sense of wonder and absolute amazement on the part of those closest to Jesus when he rose from the dead. You know, how did he do that?
Well, when you think of the whole panorama of redemption in the fullness of time, Scripture tells us, in this place in the world, which was really the center of the world at that time, that Middle East area stretching over, not so much toward Europe, but toward the East. That was the middle of the world.
And
then you have this
kind of
child that's born and fills the prophecy of the past, just on and on and on to this moment where he declares his kingship and has a ministry for 3 years. And then the authorities can't stand his ministry. They take him to annihilate him, really. And then he's put on a cross and killed. So that's the panoply of the story, but it's not over.
Yeah, it's not over yet. This wonderful paragraph captures a little of the excitement and joy. So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And you get that same sense of excitement as they get together. And then Jesus appears in the midst and so on. He appears to Peter. He appears to the two on the road to Emmaus. And all of them are just, how did he do that?
I wonder, so thrilled. It's extraordinary. I wonder if awe and wonder are really the emotional and physical manifestations of this question whenever we feel it. How did he do that? How did that happen? What's going on? Just this amazement at something that's beyond our understanding and our capabilities to experience or to create.
It's the childlike wonder coming back. We say it a lot. How did he do that? And that's partly because we're long-time experienced God hunt-siders.
Yes, we are.
We have taught people, started with our family, to look for the exceptional in terms of what God is doing in terms of your life.
One of the basic principles of education that I love is what's learned with pleasure is learned full measure.
Okay, say what that means, not in the rhyme, but what does it mean?
Well, I think sometimes we make education onerous, our learning onerous. It's a memorization of lists simply for the test or passing a certain standard. But what we want to create and help the learner to capture is the joy of learning, the excitement of learning. So we took this principle, what's learned with pleasure is learned full measure, and applied it to the way we taught our children about spiritual things. And we put the finding of God or the practicing of the presence of God, these extraordinary theologies, into this simple game, the God hunt.
And it worked so well with our children, we decided when we were on radio across the country, we would share it with our listeners. And all of a sudden, we realized we had something that was very helpful. If we could learn to teach people how to sense the presence of God in their daily lives, that would be something that they would not only be appreciative of, but they would enjoy it immensely. Mm-hmm. So we said, let's learn together to go on the God hunt.
So we wrote about it. We broadcasted about it. But those stories of finding God came out of our everyday lives, the lives of our children. And then we would start reading the letters from our listeners and feeling their joy at recapturing the wonder and the curiosity and the excitement of the resurrected Christ interacting with his people in an everyday way through the power of the Holy Spirit. That was just a marvelous moment in our ministry.
Still have people talking about it all yeah. the time. We found it was helpful as clues to say, here are four simple categories. Don't cover everything, but they cover enough to get you started. Here's how you look for God in terms of just your everyday living. For example, you look for obvious answers to prayer, help to do God's work in the world, unexpected evidence of his care, unusual linkage or timing. And that all comes under that rubric of Christians can learn to live in the wonder of the resurrected Christ involvement in their daily lives. Okay, what we're doing is saying, here's how to go on a God hunt. You look for how God has evidenced himself in your world, and one of the ways is through an obvious answer to prayer.
Unusual linkage or timing. Sometimes in our lives we say, oh, what a coincidence. What a coincidence. There are no coincidences, as far as I'm concerned, with God's people. It is God working things, working it. And sometimes these things take years to accomplish, those circumstances that we say, what a coincidence. What a coincidence.
Sometimes the categories overlap.
Right.
Karen, but it doesn't matter. Basically, what we're trying to do is to allow people to understand the concept. Christians can learn to live in the wonder of the resurrected Christ's involvement in their daily lives. Now, how to go about that? And we're saying go on the God hunt. Look for obvious answers to prayer in your life. Look for unusual linkage and timing. Karen, you're always writing. You're working on a book, and I've heard you say, if I had somebody who could co-author this with me, and then you named what you needed, and lo and behold, it looks as though the Lord has provided for you that very kind of person. You say, how did that happen?
How did he do that? This is a...
It's the little girl.
Yeah.
You know, how did he do that?
This is a book on the listening process. About 5 years ago, ended a seven-year trial where I had mounted what we call listening groups. They were a way to help a small group of people learn the power and the capacity of hearing, but mostly of being heard and of being understood. And as I was beginning to write about this to our donor base, a gentleman who's a neurosurgeon began to interact with me and give me the brain science behind the things that I was experiencing on a purely lay level. So you and I had a serious conversation where he sat me down and said, what are the most important things that you need to finish up? Before we go, right. And definitely that listening book is one, because it's something that is needed in this age where people are so desperately lonely, where a huge percentage, I think it's 27% of people, don't have anyone in whom they can confide. So I will go to this gentleman who's already interacted with me and tutored me in from his specialty, neuroscience, and say to him, how about, Roger, how about you co-authoring this project with me? Let's do a really good job. If you work with me, I can do a much better job than I can do by myself. I will even share the co-title with you.
You know what? I'm just going to go back to what we're saying so we can put it all into context. You're calling that unusual linkage or timing. Right at the right time, here this man shows up, and he can be the expert who can help you from his professional background to say the things you're wanting to say in terms of a ministerial approach to that subject.
That could also be under the category of help to do God's work in the world.
My dear friend Dean in Pennsylvania has always encouraged us in our ministry. He has a ministry of his own, but he said, you people have things to say to the world. And when we went out of media, didn't have the broadcast across the country anymore, he talked to us about podcasting. What I know about podcasting is absolute zip.
Well, you do know how to broadcast, but you didn't know anything about the particular form.
And I thought, how am I going to get to a studio and all of the problem of trying to do those? And he said, well, you could put up a studio in your house. Yeah, I sure could, couldn't I? I don't know how to do that any more than to put in the solar panels or whatever. You know what?
We're sitting here in front of the studio, in the studio that Dean provided. Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly
that's
right.
That's a great illustration.
He did everything, all the mics and all of the equipment. Everything is fine in our house. I don't even have to drive to a studio. I just get out of my bedroom and walk in here.
We can still wear our pajamas if we so please. Although today we are really dressed up here in our jeans.
You look pretty good.
I'm going to spray paint after this.
Anyway. That's helped to do God's work in the world. Thank you, Dean. You know, for him to do all of that and for me not to say on a regular basis to the Lord, you know, to provide a friend like that for us is absolutely astounding, Lord. Mm. I'm so grateful. Unexpected evidence of his care. That's another way. So what we're saying, here are ways to look for God in your daily life. I'm going to read the four categories. There are more than this, and sometimes they overlap.
Yeah, sometimes they overlap.
Sometimes you'll find one, and it doesn't really matter what category you put them under. We're just saying these are helpful ways. Obvious answers to prayer, help to do God's work in the world, unexpected evidence of his care, unusual linkage or timing, and that all comes under that rubric of Christians can learn to live in the wonder of the resurrected Christ involvement in their daily lives.
These are the times when we say, how did he do that?
Now, Karen, you actually did a book on this, and it was published, and it's now under InterVarsity Press, and it's saying, here's how to go on the God hunt. And with this, you just didn't give illustrations from our lives, but you gave illustrations from numerous people's lives who learned to do this with us. I want to read just one of them, okay? Catherine from Bangkok, Thailand, tells about her senior year in college when there was no money to pay for her schooling. Her father had instructed her to return home, but she was determined to find a way to finish school and receive her bachelor's degree. If only she could find one of the faculty families who took students into their homes, but with the term only 1 week away, those boarding opportunities were filled. Catherine spent a day in prayer and fasting.
Mm-hmm.
Making her way across campus at sunset, she came upon one of the staff on horseback, Papa Javier, so called because of his kindliness. The rider paused his horse to chat a little, and the student told him about her search for a way to stay in school. "Oh," he replied, "stop by my house tomorrow and let's talk with my wife." The next morning, the young woman visited the couple, and they explained to her that they were allowed to house three students, and there was still one slot left that they would gladly reserve for her. Grateful, Catherine then mentioned how fortunate she was to meet Papa Javier the night before. To her amazement, he said, "I didn't meet you last night." Then she reminded him of their encounter, and he insisted it hadn't happened.
Oh, my goodness.
Reconstructing the meeting in her memory, the young woman recalled that because it was almost dark and the rider was wearing a hat, she had never clearly seen his face, only the shape of his strong body on horseback. Catherine could only conclude that God had cared about her dilemma enough to send an angelic messenger to guide her to the loving care of the Javier family.
Gives you the chills, doesn't it?
Well, that's what it should do. In fact, the truth is, every time you have a sense of God working in your life, it's like the resurrected Christ. You know, how does he do that?
I think the psalmist always felt this way, too. I take these phrases out of Psalms 34. This is the psalmist way of saying in the Old Testament,
how did he do that?
I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. I sought the Lord and he answered me. The poor man called and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them.
Wow.
How does he do that? Fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. I'm crying. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. A righteous man may have troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken.
Amen.
The Lord redeems his servants. No one will be condemned who takes refuge in him. So let us all now together ask in joyous wonderment, how in the world, how in this great expanse of the universe, how in all heavens above does he do all this?
It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. What was it? Joyous wonderment? Is that the phrase that
you used? I think so.
I can't remember what you said. Huh? That's a wonderful phrase. Let me go back to that sentence and encourage people to begin writing down the God. And sometimes people say, I don't know if it's God or not.
Doesn't matter.
Christians can learn to live in the wonder of the resurrected Christ involvement in their daily lives. Hmm. Do we really mean that?
Yep, we do.
Yeah, we do. We're testifiers to that truth, and we would like for you to be one of those who testifies to the truth as well. Thanks for joining with us, friend. It's fun to talk just about things that are very important to us before we go.
You've been listening to the Before We Go podcast. And if you would like to write to us, please send us an email at the following address, hosts@beforewego.show. That's all lowercase letters, hosts@beforewego.show. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please remember to rate, review, and share on whatever platform you listen. This podcast is copyright 2025 by Mainstay Ministries, Post Office Box 30, Wheaton, Illinois, 60187.